Yeah, we were again going through the Minchas Chinuch again. We're spending a lot of time on Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Bas Ben Chayrin, and vice versa. Hopefully, it'll make sense. We want to mention one more variation, and this already is brought down much earlier than the Minchas Chinuch. This is already brought down in the Chalkas Mechaikek. The Chalkas Mechaikek, together with the Beis Shmuel, are the two Iker Meforshim on Eben Hoezer in the Shulchan Aruch, so it's brought down by earlier Paiskim. And that is, what is the halacha generally, again, if a person is Mekadesh, Chatzi, Shifcha, Chatzi, Bas Chayrin? So the Gemara itself says, it is a Kedushin. It is a Kedushin, because she's a Chatzi, Bas Chayrin. But it is not a complete marriage. It rather is the parsha of what is called Shifcha Charufa. The Torah says by Shifcha Charufa, which Chazal identified as a Chatzi, Shifcha, Chatzi, Bas Chayrin, that if a man is Makad, if an Eved Ivri is Makadesh Shifcha Charufa, she is called an Eshes Ish. But if somebody is Mizane with her, even B'mezit, he does not get Misa, but he brings a Korban, whether he's Shayig or Mezit. This is called the Asham Shifcha Charufa. And the woman, the woman herself, the Chatzi Shifcha Chatzi Bas Chayrin, gets Malkus. This is a split punishment. The man is chayav a korban, the man that's mezana is chayav a korban, and the woman is chayav malchus.
Which is more chomer?
It's not clear which is more chomer. The korban is certainly much more encompassing, because the woman only gets malchus if there's Adam and Hasra. If she doesn't have Hasra, she doesn't get malchus. The man brings a korban no matter what his state of mind. Normally, we would say a korban is more chomer because normally a chiyuv of a korban indicates a more chomer avera. For example, if I'm over on malchus b'shogeg, I don't bring a korban. Normally, a korban chatas at least is connected to a chiyuv kares. This is a little different, but okay. Yeah. That would be the normal understanding, yeah. So, I mean, that would indicate mitzad atzmai that korban is more chomer. Now here's something, I didn't find a clear marker for this. Even though the case of the Gemara of Shifcha Charufa is where the man is an Eved Ivri. Now, an Eved Ivri is allowed to live with it, because an Eved Ivri can live with a Shifcha Kananis, and an Eved Ivri can live with a Bas Chorin. So if she's a Chatzi, that's mutter. But the Minchas Chinuch seems to assume over and over again, and he doesn't say clearly what his makor is, that Shifcha Charufa is a paradigm not only for an Eved Ivri that is Mekadesh, Chatzi, Shifcha, Chatzi, Bas Chorin, but it's a paradigm for any Yisrael that is Mekadesh, Chatzi, Shifcha, Chatzi, Bas Chorin. He gets what you might call a quasi-marriage. He gets the marriage of the relationship of Shifcha Charufa. Right? The relationship of Shifcha Charufa.
Even though she's
usher to him. But still, there's a Kedushin on the Tzad Cheres, which gives you the middle ground, middle type marriage called Shifcha Charufa. I want to see what the marker is, because to me it's not at all obvious. In other words, the fact that you have such a thing when the Mekadesh is an Eved Ivri is no intrinsic raya that you can have such a thing when the Mekadesh is a regular Yisrael, because for the Eved Ivri it's a Kedushin Beheter, for the Ben Chayrin it's a Kedushin Beyisr, but this is the Minchas Chinuch's assumption. Even though it's a Kedushin Beyisr, he would have the relationship of Chatzi Eved, Chatzi, of Shifcha Charufa, in which there is Ishus, but for adultery there is no Chiyuv, there's no Chiyuv
Nisa. Maybe it's like a coin
I understand that, but it's a little worse because on the Chatzi Shifcha there's a lot, but also there's no Tfisas Kedushin. To say, in other words, when a Kohen marries a Grusha, the only Avla is there's a Losasa. So if it's a Losasa, we pass Kedushin's types in. But if Yisrael were to be Mekadesh a Shifcha Kenainis, let's say 100% Shifcha Kenainis, there's no Ishus at all. So who says if she's a Chatzi, there's going to be any Ishus? I mean, you need a Chiddush of Shifra Chalupa. And if that Chiddush is by Eved Ivri, it wouldn't automatically be a Raya.
But the part of her that's been Masparim, well, they could be in Kiddush.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this question. This really depends. The Torah gives me a parsha of Shifra Chalupa. Now, the question is, what would I have said without that parsha? In other words, the Torah teaches me a din that when an Eved Ivri, which is a regular, an Eved Ivri, is Makadesh, a Chatzi Shifra Chatzi Vaschoven, we have this intermediate level of marriage where there is Korban and Malkus and not Misa. That's what Shifra Chalupa teaches me, okay? Now, what would I have said had the Torah not given me the parsha of Shifra Chalupa? So there are two possibilities. One possibility would have been, which is really what you're saying, well, without Shifra Chalupa, I would have said, Kedushin is Vadai Tofes on the Tzad Bas Chorin, and it's a regular marriage on the Tzad Bas Chorin, and there's a Chiyuv Nisa. So the Chiddush of Shifra Chalupa is, I would have thought it's a complete Ishus. Kamash Malan, we create this half ishus. Or you could learn the other way. You could learn exactly the opposite. I would have thought that because part of her is not able to have ishus, it's not shayach kedushin at all. Right? Because like a chatzi isha, kamash Malan, we have a limited ishus. Now, my point is this. No, but he can't have kedusha. No. An Eved Ivri is mutter b'shifcha kenainus. That's true. But he can't have kedusha in the shifcha kenainus. Okay. So even the Eved Ivri is not shayach in both parts of it. So here's the point. If the pshat is the first way, that in svara you should vadai be able to have a kedusha with her, but the Torah is machadesh, that the yonchim go down. So then you're right. Okay, once the Torah tells me that, so the same thing is going to be true for a regular Yisrael. But if you learn that in Svora, it would be called a Chatzi Isha, and it's not Shayach and Ishus at all, and I need the Torah to tell me you can have something, so maybe the Torah is telling me this only for the Eved. In other words, but be it as it may, I mean, this is a Kasha, but be it as it may, it's a Machlekes Rishayim, what is the Hava Amina for which I need the Parsha of Shifra Chalupa? Do I need Shifra Chalupa to tell me there is Ishus? Because otherwise I would have thought there's zero Ishus? Or do I need Shifra Chalupa to tell me there's partial Ishus? Because otherwise I would have thought on the Chatzi Bas Chorin there is an Ishus even for a Chi of Misa. So like two ways how to learn. Okay. But be it as it may, the Minchas Chinuch assumes, I guess the Chalkos B'Chaykik also assumes, that even a regular Yisrael that's Makadosh Chatzi Shifra Chatzi Bas Chorin has the Ishus called the Parsha of Shifra Chalupa. So the Chalkos B'Chaykik says a very interesting halacha. It's a theoretical halacha. I mean, you're not going to find that many Chatzi Shifra Chatzi Bas Chorins walking around today. But he says the following. The first Mishnah in Yevamos has a din of Saras Erva. What's the idea of Saras Erva? That let's say, for example, a man marries his niece. A man marries his brother's daughter, which al pi halacha he's allowed to do. So let's say he marries his brother's daughter, but he also has other wives. Before the chaim of Rabbeinu Gershon, a person can have two wives. So he dies. So his daughter, I'm sorry, in other words, the daughter of the Yavam falls to the Yavam as a Yavama with another wife. So the Mishnah in Yavama says it's a Dover Pashat that the father is not Miyabem his daughter. And this is called the din that an erva, any woman that would be an erva if you would marry, there's no Zika for an erva. Not only does she not have Yibam, but she does not have chalitza, b'chlau, right? So that's the din that the erva is pater from yibam and chalitza. The Mishnah goes on and is machadesh, however, that not only is the erva patura from yibam and chalitza, but the woman that is called the Tsaras Erva. Tsaras Erva means the co-wife of the Erva. Even if there's 10 wives, whatever there is, are also Peturais, Min HaYibam, Umin HaChalitza. They can marry Lashuk without needing to get anything. That is a machlokas Beshamay and Beisilel. Beshamay Shita is only the Erva is Pater for Yibam and Chalitza, and not the Tsara, which means according to Beshamay, if you were to marry a Tsaras Erva without Chalitza, you would be over the Yisr Diarais of Yavama Lashuk. See, in other words, you see either way, there's a problem here, right? Because like this, according to Beis Shammai, the Tsara needs Chalitza. So if I marry, if I'm an unrelated guy and I marry the Tsaras Erva without Chalitza, I'm over a lav of Yivama Lashuk. According to Beis Hillel, the Tsara is allowed to get married Lashuk. Now, Le'idach Gisa, according to Beis Hillel, I'm not allowed to be Miyabim the Tsaras Erva. And if I do so, I'm over on Eishes Ach, because since there's no Yibam, there's an issue of Eishes Ach, and the kid is a mamzer. According to Beis Shammai, you're allowed to have Yibam. And the Mishnah says, this is, people like to quote this all the time, and although they don't always apply the context correctly, that it says, even though there were people that according to Beis Hillel would be mamzerim, that Beis Shammai was machshir, and even Yivam al-Shuk, some opinions say, is a mamzer. So Beis Hillel had mamzerim like Beis Shammai, and Beis Shammai had mamzerim like Beis Hillel, because according to Beis Shammai, the Tsaras Erva had Yibam, and according to Beis Hillel, the Tsaras Erva got married without Chalitza. So each one had mamzerim, according to the other one. But it says, Lainimnu, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel continued to marry wives from each other. Of course, Rashi points out, it doesn't mean they violated the halacha, but rather they were modia, etc., and they still had Alva, Vareyus, etc., and this was the paradigm of Achtos, even when there's machlokes in halacha. Yeah. So that's a machlokes. That would be machlokes. I mean, we paskin not. We actually paskin not. So, which means, according to Beis Hillel, there would not be mamzerim like Beis Shammai. There would only be mamzerim, according to Beis Hillel, in Beis Shammai's way. Beis Shammai allowed Yibam, not yet. But there is at least a possibility. There is a mandiyamer that says Yivam Melashuk is Mamzei. Okay.
Maybe I'll be
Jewish. Yeah.
Maybe that's Machlokas Lashem Shammai. Lashem Shammai says, it's wrong. Hashem told me to. It's Lashem Shammai.
Right.
Say the peace.
Right.
You're opening yourself up. That's
well, that's what they say. There's an old. Right, that's right. In fact, the Mishnah itself says, you know, whenever you have Machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we always mention Beis Shammai first. So people think, because Beis Shammai is like the introductory act that we're going to design, right, I'll mention Beis Shammai, get rid of him. It actually says Fakir. It says Rebuda Hanasi mentioned Beis Shammai first to be Chaylek Kavait to Beis Shammai. And it says that one of the reasons why the halacha was Mikva like Beis Hillel is because Beis Hillel always showed Kavait to mention Beis Shammai's words first. Now that's a pella, because you would think, well, it's a nice thing to show kavod, of course, but why is that relevant in Tibbe Machriya Halacha? We have Machlad Yishamah in Beis Hillel. So the Halacha is like the nicest guy? Because Beis Hillel had Derech Eretz, Mimonavshah. The answer is, vice to vice, that at least when they're both Gedolim, there is a Hachra Min HaShemayim, that the Midos Tavras of a person will enable them to have a greater Klorkeit, a greater understanding, a greater approximation to the Ratzon Hashem. And that is indeed a factor in the Kaviyas of Halacha. The Gemara says, the Baskol, putting aside the Kasha of Loba Shemayim, that's a Kasha, but a Baskol Min HaShemayim said, Halacha to Beis Hillel, because they were always Makabel Divrei Beis Shammai first. Okay. All right, so this is the Halacha of Erva and Tsaras Erva, first Mishnah in Yevamos. Okay? It's important for me to tell you this, because in Or Sameach, you don't learn Yevamos, so need to know the first Mishnah in Yevamos. Now, here's the thing. The Mishnah goes on and says that this even applies to what's called the Tsara of a Tsara. What's the case of a Tsara of a Tsara? Let's say there are three brothers. Now, if Reuven marries Shimon's daughter, right? Reuven dies, so all of Reuven's wives are usher to Shimon because of Tsara Serva. But if there's another brother, there is a chiyuv aviv mechalitza. So let's say the other brother who's allowed is miyaben the tzara. He then dies. So Reuven cannot be miyaben even the tzara of the tzara. It was ad sof ha'olam. Okay. So the Chelkas Mechaikik says the following interesting chiddush. He says, an erva patters a tzara only if the erva is considered to be totally married to the brother. But when the erva has a weaker type of marital relationship, the erva is not sufficiently connected to Asher the Tzara. So his case is the following. Let's say that we talked about how a Chatzi Evet Chatzi Bascharen could have a sister. Let's say, for example, the case would be the following. The man, right, what is the halacha if, man is a Chatzi Evet Chatzi Ben Chayren. The case is the woman. The case is, a man has relations or whatever, marries, whatever it is. One child he has from a regular wife, and another child he has from a chatzi eved, chatzi shikla chatzi baschayrin. So mitzad, the baschayrin, the two sisters are related. So one sister is a chatzi, one woman is a chatzi shifcha chatzi bas chayrin, the other woman is a bas chayrin. Okay, in other words, if a man had intercourse with a chatzi shifcha chatzi bas chayrin, the girl is a chatzi shifcha chatzi bas chayrin. If a man then has relations with a regular woman, it's a bas chayrin. The relationship between the bas chayrin and the chatzi shifcha chatzi bas chayrin is they're considered to be sisters, mitzad the bas chayrin, because they have yichas to a common father. So, zok de chelkas b'chaykek like this. Let's say Reuven is makadesh the chatzi shifcha chatzi bas chayrin, and he has another wife. And Shimon is makadesh the sister of the chatzi shifcha chatzi bas chayrin. So, zok de chelkas b'chaykek, when the mace dies, the chatzi shifcha chatzi bas chayrin that is indeed an erva to the yavam, but nevertheless he's not going to answer the tzora, and therefore the yavam is mechuyev to be choletz, or could even be miyaben the tzora, because an erva answers the tzora. This is not the mechasinik. This is the chalkes mechaikim. Goes back much earlier. The chalkes mechaikim says that an erva cannot answer a tzora if the erva is not makushar, it's not connected with the same magnitude of ishus. So that's an interesting aura in terms of how that's going to work. So that would be one case where a tzores erva, even like Beis Hillel, would need yibam or chalitza. Okay, that's just some aura. Now I want to go on to a different topic here, where the Minchas Chinuch has a very interesting kiddush. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, it's hard for us to understand exactly what that means. Bishlama, an Eved Kanani, who had Mila and Tefila to be an Eved Kanani, still has to have Tefila when he becomes a Ben Chayrin, because there's a change in his halachic status as an Eved, the whole Eved. As an Eved, he was only Chayiv and Mitzvahis. Kihisha, and now he's going to become a Ben Chorin. He's going to be chayev in mitzvos like a man. So he has to undergo a second level of geirus, which is a tefila l'shem chayrus. But the question becomes,
At that point, he's only chayev in mitzvos
kimoshim. Well, it's hard to say. We really don't know. In other words, it's not clear that he's a yid, but he's called. He's, because an Eved Kanani is a status that's Chayiv and Mitzvah. In other words, it's not the same as a Yid. Chayiv and Mitzvah Ke'isha doesn't mean he's like a Jewish woman. He has the obligations of a Jewish woman. Those are the mitzvahs the Torah was matel. I mean, just like Goyim have Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, so Avadim Kananim are chayiv in mitzvahs ki isha, but they don't have kedushas Yisrael per se. So clearly he's moving to kedushas Yisrael. The problem that's hard to understand a little bit is, what exactly is the tevila l'shem cheirus of a shipcha kenainis? Because even as a shipcha kenainis, she's chayevus in mitzvahs ki isha. I mean, she's chayev in every mitzvah of a Jewish woman. So now, she's moving to a new level. Now, the only thing that changes, there's something that does change, a very significant thing, is she now becomes capable of ishus. A shipcha kenainis cannot have ishus. Yes, an Eved Ivri is allowed to live with her, but it is not the Torah's ishus. Even the parsha of shipcha charufa is only because she's a chatzi shipcha, chatzi basheret. But to be able to have ishus on the whole thing, she'd have to be a baschayrin, and that's the tefillah, is to give her the kedushas Yisrael. I guess that's a significant benefit. The kedushas Yisrael that enables her to have issues. Yeah. Yeah.
Just to understand the case, Reuven married the chatzi shifra chatzi baschayrin.
Yeah.
Plus another woman.
Plus another woman. Yeah.
And Shimon, who's Reuven's brother.
Yes, yeah, Shimon. Yeah, Reuven's brother. Reuven's brother
married
that woman's sister. So when Reuven dies, the chatzi shifcha chatzi baschayrin is an erva to Reuven. So certainly Reuven would not do even with chalitza.
Erva to
Shimon. Yeah. But the chelkas mechokek chiddush is that the chatzi shifcha chatzi baschayrin is not an erva that will asher pater a tzora from even with chalitza, because the marriage to Reuven is a weaker type of marriage. It's a weaker bond, and that weaker bond can have no impact on its own. Right? That's the chalkas mechakek. Again, chalkas mechakek is a very, very, very chashuv paisik. So this would be lahalacha l'maisa. Yeah, actually, it's interesting. You know, we always think of when we think of brisk. We think immediately of Soloveitchik Mishpacha, of Chaim, the Brisk Rav. But Brisk was a very chashuv city for 500 years. Chelkas Mechaikek was a Rav of Brisk 500 years ago. So Brisk had, in fact, the Marshal was in Brisk, I mean, which is even earlier than that. So Brisk goes back for a very long time as a chashuv city. What I want to talk about now is really a new topic. Baruch Hashem, we're going to move off a little bit. Chatzi Shem, Chatzi Baschayrin. There's a lot to think about, but hopefully it'll give you some ideas. And that is, the Mishnah Lamelech has a shayla, does Yibam need Eidim? Now we know, Yibam is only done by Bia, right? There's no Shtar Midrabanan. Your Makadesh Yivama first was Kesev or Shtar. That's called Mimer. That's in Gansan Drabanan. The Araisa, Yibam is Bia. Now we know Kedushin is also Babia, and you have to have Edom even for Kedushay Bia, but for Shtetzach, we don't mean Edom of Bia Mamish, but we paskin Eide Yichud, right? When you're Miyachid Edom for Yichud, when you know there's Bia, so they buy the Eide Bia. That's how we paskin. So the Mishnah Melech declares, would a Yavam be Mechoyev to be Miyachid Edom in order to be kaina, right? Is Yibam, right? Is Yibam like Kedushin? Because after all, it creates marriage. And on Kedushin we say, Ein Dover Shabi Erva Pachais Mishnayim. So Yibam is a form of creating Ishus, and the Mela you need Eidim. But Mishnah Melech says there's another tzad that's very, very logical. And that is, in a way, it almost makes no sense that you need Eidim, because the Mishnah in the sixth parak of Yavama says that a person is kaina a yavama babia, even if it was lagamri shaykek. Gemara explains, or the Mishnah explains, if he didn't know it was his yavama, he thought it was his regular wife. Right, this is the parshias of the mix-ups. Or the Gemara even gives you a crazy case where he was asleep and he fell on top of her. He just fell off a bed, fell on top of her. It turns out She's married to him. She needs a get. So it's up to Mishnah Lamelech, kind of a Pashat Svara, if indeed Yibam doesn't need Kavana, so what shy? You can't possibly say the Yavam is Mechuyev to designate Eidim. What, just in case I fall off the bed tonight, you know? Elamai. But still, Mishnah Lamelech says, okay, granted, you're not mechuyev to designate Yadin, but maybe there have to be Yadin. In other words, nobody's going to say you have to be miyached Yadin, but maybe they have to be Yadin. Do I call it a Dovrisha Be'erva? And he brings rayas mikan umikan to these different slavim, etc. Many achrayim say lahalacha you need Yadin. The Ramah brings two deis, whether in order to be kaina yavama you need Yadin. Am I medame Yibum to Kedushin? Remember, by Kedushin, Edom are absolute. Ein dover shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. What does that mean? Even if husband and wife are both moda. Husbands, in other words, by mominess, actually this is a kasha that says yes, it's a stark kasha. What's the idea that dover shebe'erva you need to Edom? How do you know that? Okay? We know it from a gezeira shava. It says by Mamayim, Al pi shnayim edim yokum davar, that a monetary claim can be established only by two edim. And it says by erva, by gittin, ki matza bo ervas davar. So the Gemara says, just like the davar by Mama requires two edim, so the davor by kiddushin, or by kiddushin or gershin, davor shebe erva, marriage and divorce, requires two eidim. This is a Gemara. Ein davor shebe erva, pachas mishnayim. Frek dekatsais, a gavaldig akasha, amish, a gavaldig akasha. Wait a second here. So it turns out that the need for eidim by erva is only because you need eidim by mammon. That's how you know it. Well, what do we mean you need Edom by Mammon? If I sell, if I give you something of a Matana or of a Kenyan, you don't need Edom in order to be Kaina. Now, if I deny it, we have to have Edom to prove it. But the purpose of Edom is not what is called Edom Likiyume. Kiyume meaning to validate the transaction. It's just Edom to be Mavarir. And if there's no Machlokes and everybody's Modi, you don't need Edom. So if the whole reason why I have to have two Edom by Gittin and Kedushin is only because I learned out of Mammon, then I should say, just like by Mammon, if it's Shnei and Maiden, you don't have to have Edom, then by Erba Gufa, you shouldn't have to have Edom. So why do I say, even if they're both Maida, it's no good, what I'm learning out of Mammon, I'm making more Chamor than the Din of Mammon itself? Right, this is the Ketzaisis Kasha. Okay, I don't want to talk about that now. It's a good cut to think about. You can look up the concise. I'll tell you for kids. I really don't want to be marvelous on it because it's a deep idea. The concise actually says that the emes is mamain does need Edom l'kiyumi. A kinyan is not valid without Edom. If a kinyan is not valid without Edom, then how could it be valid without Edom? So there, since by Mamayin we have a din, Haidas Bal Din, Kamei Edom Dami. So even when I do a kinyan without Edom, the Edom are present, namely me. Now, even if I'm not Maida, that doesn't mean I wasn't there. So Mamela, Zakta Ketzais, that it's not the pshat that the function of Edom by Mamayin is only Livrure. The function is Likiyume, but Haidas Bal Din blives. Or not the potentiality of Haidas Bal Din means you have Edom Lekiyume there. By Gittin and Kedushin, Haidas Bal Din doesn't work, the Gemara says, because Haidas Bal Din is a Chav L'Acheret, meaning Haidas Bal Din never works when you're creating a detriment to other people, and to be Maida that we're married means other people can't marry, to be Maida divorced, said she can't marry a Kohen, etc. So Memela, Zakta Ketzais, you need Edom precisely because there's no din of Haidas Bal Din. Okay, it's
said. Yeah.
That's what he's saying. In other words, you need the presence of Edom. The fact that if you'd be mighty, you'd be believed, means we have Edom here. Right? That's what he says. That's his chiddush. It's not the pshat you don't need Edom, but the pshat is the potentiality of Haidas Bal Din means you're the Edom. You're the Edom. Okay. All right, but putting that aside,
even if
you deny it. So good. So to prove we have Edom, we might need Edom. But The etzem edim is the balei dinim themselves. This is the kesaisis chiddush. The emes says, once you learn this kesais and you digest it, you actually will see that it's kemat beferish in the Gemara. I mean, you wouldn't know it. You wouldn't know it when you learned the Gemara, but once you know this, it's in the Gemara. It's mami. What did they say? The Meshech Chachma once said that he said, Rav Meir Simcha once said, what's the difference between the kesais and me? He says, this is Meshech Chachma. He says, I know the Rashba, and he knows the Rashba. It's the same thing. He says, but the Rashba he knows is deeper than the Rashba that I know. In other words, he knows a different Rashba than I know. That was the Nafka Mina. So, okay. So this is the Mishnah Melech Shad. So Namiach, that Ein Dovah Shavera Pachas Rishnayim, Kedusha needs Edom L'Kiyume, does Yibam need Edom L'Kiyume? So let me just tell you the Minchas Chinuch's Chiddush. The Minchas Chinuch has a very interesting Chiddush. The Minchas Chinuch wants to say the following idea. He wants to say, when do you need Edom? You need Edom when something is called a Dovor Shebi Erva, right? Ein Dovor Shebi Erva Pachas Rishnayim. What makes, now what are the two classic cases of Dovor Shebi Erva? Kedushin and Gittin. So he says, in order to be called a Dovor Shebi Erva, you either create an Isser Erva, like Kedushin makes you an Erva on the Olam, or you matir an Isser Erva. Right? That's the criterion. The creation of an Isser Erva, or the removal of an Isser Erva. Now, let's look at Yibam. Does Yibam create an Isser Erva? Well, you might say, well, sure it does, because once I'm Miyabim, she now becomes an Eishes Ish. But here's the problem. Even before you were Miyabim, she had an Isser of Yavam Olashuk. So this is a subtle issue. Unlike right. Unlike Kedushin, where before the Kedushin she was a Panuya that was Mutter, and the Kedushin made her Usher, Yibam is a woman who was already forbidden to everybody, and you're upgrading it to an Isser of Eishes Ish. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to say the following. This depends on the Shaila, if whether B'diyevet, if somebody was Makadesh Yibam Olashuk, is Kedushin types them or not. According to Rav, if I am a Kaddish Yivam Olashuk, the Kedushim is not Taifsim. According to Shmuel, and we passing like Shmuel, it's a suffix. So the Minchas Chinuch says the following. If Yivam Olashuk and Kedushim Taifsim, she's already an Erva. So upgrading it from Yivam Olashuk to Eishes Ish is not creating a new Dover Shadi Erva. So according to Rav, it's a Dover Pashat. Ain't condition taisim, according to Rav Zerah Pashat, Yibam would not need Edom. So Minchas Chinuch says, no, you're right. I'll say that Minchas Chinuch says, if you're the only brother, you're right. He says, in other words, he says, according to Rav, it's not a Dover Shebe Erva unless there are other brothers. If there are other brothers, making her an Eishes Ish is creating an Erva on the other brothers. But according to Shmuel is Mesupik. So Memela Zukter would be a suffix whether you need Edom or not, because if Kedushin Taifsim, then you're upgrading it to an Erva where there's no Kedushin Taifsim. If ain't Kedushin Taifsim, then there wouldn't be. So the Mitzvah Schinuch essentially wants to say that since the shame, Dover Shebe Erva, is Toloi on making her an Erva, if she's already a shame Erva, then you would not need Edom, right? So Mamela, since Lahalacha, we paskin like Shmuel, so the upshot is the following. If there are other brothers, then for sure you need Edom, because making her an Eishes Ish is making her an Erva on the other brothers, if there are other brothers. If there are not other brothers, it would be a suffix if you need Edom, depending on whether Kedushin Taifsim or not, and we paskin that's a Safek Kedushin. And if it's a Safek, so Mimela, the woman would need a get. In other words, if you were Miyabein without Aden and there are no other brothers, the woman would need a get. Well, actually, she actually would need a get and Chalitza Misafek. Because, right, that's right. She would need a get because maybe you were kona her without Aiden. She would need chalitza because maybe you weren't kona her without Aiden. And therefore, if we have a suffix, if your yibum was kona or your yibum was not kona, the woman actually needs to be mutter l'shuk, she would actually need two matirim. She would need a get and a chalitza. Or the alternative would be, he could be bayal a second time with the requisite Aiden. And then Miman of Shachri would then be Koner. Remember, she's not a forbidden woman. So yeah, just wasn't Bayal or B.A. Yeah. So that's the interesting Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. Yeah.
If he needs Aiden, he doesn't,
without Aiden, doesn't she still have the Isra of Rishis? Oh, so the Minchas Chinuch says that's not... Yeah, it's a good point. It's a good point. But the Minchas Chinuch says that's not Mishtabra. Because any woman that is Muteres to be Miyabe means by definition the Torah took off the Yisra of Eishazach. So he tied this, so even if he didn't do Yibam properly, he says Mistavra there wouldn't be Eishazach. But that's what he tied this.
I would say then it would be able to take her second. If there was Eishazach and then he was with her, he was with her only last
week. Yes. That's correct. Then he couldn't take her a second time. But the Michas Chinuch is naming on that Eishazach went off. He just didn't do the mitzvah. He didn't do the kinyan. The main link would be the shaykh. So again, Mahalacha, we paskin that if someone is Makadesh, a Yavam Alashuk, it's a suffix condition. It's an Anela. We don't know if Yavam Alashuk is never. Now, one big kasha on the whole problem here is that the Gemara says Beferish, Chalitza needs Edom. I mean, if you're going to go with the Cheshbon that Yibam doesn't need Edom because of the issue of Yavam Alashuk, I mean, what does Chalitza do? Chalitza takes off the Yisra of Yavam al-Lashuk. I mean, that's a pretty clear raya. Yavam al-Lashuk is considered to be an erva, because that's why Chalitza is a davar should be erva. So it's hard to know in Svara, how is it shaykh that Yibam doesn't need Edim, if Chalitza needs Edim, over the Minchas Chinuch, Chilkin having another brother and not, is only Svara in Yibam. Because Yibam, you're answering on the other brothers. But Chalitza, she's mutter to any of the brothers. She's only usher to the other people because Yavam al-Lashuk. So what's the Dabar Shabarva unless you say that Yavam al-Lashuk is the Dabar Shabarva?
You're making a parallel with this. Yeah. It may not necessarily be a parallel if you understand. You do understand, of course.
Don't be so sure.
When the first husband marries her,
yeah,
hidden within that is the Zaku. So when he does... a yibum, he's sort of an extension of his brother's original kedushin.
Yeah.
Whereas he's still attached there. So the chalitza needs a stronger thing because he by the kinyan that he's making, it's already on the derech because his brother is kona and he's like standing there. Brother dies, he just comes in. So
okay.
It may be more of a
that's
why it's weaker. You don't necessarily
need 100% correct. You're saying yeah.
By the chalitza you need it. Because that's already going over to everyone else, which is
mutter. You're saying a good swara, but it's not the Minchas Chinuch swara. In other words, like the Minchas Chinuch, there would be no chalak. But you're saying a different swara, which actually is a good swara. In other words, it goes back to the idea that, remember, the Mishnah Melech himself said, different than the Minchas Chinuch. The Mishnah Melech said, the swara that you don't need Edom by Yibam is because since you don't need Kavana, you don't need Edom. That's what he said. You don't need Kavana to be Kaina. Now, if that's the reason, so it's not like Kedushin, because you don't need Kavana. Chalitza, you need Kavana. This concept that B'shogeg your Kaina is only by Yibam, not by Chalitza. And the reason why you don't need Kavana is because you're not creating a new Ishus. You're just continuing an old Ishus, as opposed to Chalitza, where you're Mafkia an Ishus. Right, so that is, in Svara, that is a good Chiluk. But the Minchas Chinuch's Cheshbon, that to be a Davar Sheba Erva, you have to either create a new Erva or take off an old Erva. That's not going to work by Chalitza. So it's, the Chiluk is not fit to Minchas Chinuch.
She's mothering everyone. You know that Tzadik say that she was already mothering everybody else, but he's asking her to herself. So it wouldn't be Dov Shabar, but he doesn't know how the brother's there.
He's asking her to herself. Okay, but that wouldn't be... Okay, so, but the Minchas Chinuch says that wouldn't be an erva because the Isser, it is usher to marry your Chalitza. That's 100% true. But that's not an Isser erva. Kedushin is... In other words... Why can't I marry my chalutza? The Gemara has a drasha. Asher lo yivne es beis achiv. He will not rebuild. Even shelo bana shuv lo yivneh. But that wouldn't be called an erva, because that's only a lav. It's not creating an ishus, and it's not mafki an ishus. Okay, so that's yeah.
I also mean to say that she doesn't have any co-wives.
Yeah,
because he's also
going to
be mocking them with the shofar.
In which case,
by
yeah. No, say again.
To need Adam to do Yibum. So it's also not only does he not have to have no brothers in order for him not to be Adam, but also she can't have any co-wives, because they will be now mocking to the shofar.
Yeah, in other words, I see. But you're taking off your rumble the shuk. Yeah, I hear. That's a good aura. That's a good aura, because if you say that mantering them the shuk, it would be like chalitza at that point. Yeah.